Welcome to Voices of Blessed Sacrament. Each week we break open God's Word and share stories of faith and family, all to help one another recognize and experience the presence of God.
The Epiphany of the Lord. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. When Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of King Herod, behold, Magi from the east arrived in Jerusalem, saying, "Where is the newborn King of the Jews? We saw his star at its rising and have come to do him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was greatly troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. Assembling all the chief priests and the scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. They said to him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it has been written through the prophet, 'And you, Bethlehem, land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, since from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel.'" Then Herod called the Magi secretly and ascertained from them the time of the star's appearance. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search diligently for the child. When you have found him, bring me word that I too may go and do him homage." After their audience with the king, they set out. And behold, the star that they had seen at its rising preceded them until it came and stopped over the place where the child was. They were overjoyed at seeing the star, and on entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother. They prostrated themselves and did him homage. Then they opened their treasures and offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they departed for their country by another way. Every year, at the end of the Christmas season, our imaginations are sparked as we revisit these 12 verses packed full of details, surprise, and intrigue. Central to the story are the visitors from the East. And even though tradition holds that there were three because three gifts were given, we really don't know how many there were or exactly where they were from. And over the centuries, we've called these visitors wise men, kings, and in today's gospel, they are called Magi, which seems to be a cross between ancient astronomer and modern astrologer. For as they had searched the sky for signs and wonders, they saw a particular star at its rising, which caused them to follow it to find the newborn King of the Jews. I was a kid of the 70s, and every December, my sisters and I also kept our eyes wide open for signs and wonders. But generally speaking, they came in the form of the JCPenney, Sears, and Montgomery Ward catalogs, filled with shiny pictures of amazing gifts. Not ones that we intended to give, but rather gifts for Santa to bring to us. And yes, we made our very important Santa list from these harbingers of joy, but perhaps for us, the truest and most important signs and wonders during the Advent season came to us on the pages of the December TV guide. And because we were children of the 70s without the internet or streaming services or DVR capabilities, seriously, we didn't even have videotapes, just three VHF channels, we were left with only one opportunity to see each of our favorite Christmas classics, like Rudolph, Charlie Brown, A Year Without a Santa Claus, Santa Claus is Coming to Town. We charted the days and times of those shows like the Magi charted the night sky. We didn't want to miss one wondrous moment. Now, there was one show that I loved so much that I insisted on sitting on the floor right in front of the TV for it. It was The Little Drummer Boy. We all know the song, but the show is about a little boy named Aaron who is given a drum by his parents And then his parents were killed by bandits and his home burnt to the ground. Aaron is so angry that he takes to the road with his animal companions, Baba the sheep, Samson the donkey, and Joshua the camel, and lives a life apart from people with a heart filled with hurt and hate. And yes, I do realize that this is not a particularly happy beginning, but along the way, he encounters the wise men from the east who are journeying to find the newborn king of the Jews. Aaron decides to follow the wise men, but before reaching the stable, Baba is hit by a chariot. Not knowing what else to do, Aaron takes Baba to the wise men to ask them to heal his small friend. The wise men say they can do nothing for him, but that the babe in the manger can heal every hurt. Aaron is afraid to approach the manger because he doesn't have a gift to offer. But the Magi tell him it doesn't matter. Simply go and gaze upon the baby. Aaron does so and gives the only gift he has. And as he plays his drum out of pure love for baby Jesus, he receives more than one miracle in return. Baba is healed, and the hate in Aaron's heart melts away and is replaced with love and joy. Aaron encountered Emmanuel, God with us, and his heart was changed, and he went home a different way than how he had arrived. That final line in the gospel about the Magi departing for their country by another way causes me to pause for a moment. To me, it suggests that their encounter with Jesus had changed them as well, and I wonder about my life. After an advent of offering small gifts of service and charity, and a Christmas of meeting Jesus again at the manger, where I lay down my hurts, my frustrations, my petty grievances, trusting that God transforms and uses everything that I offer him, how will I go back into ordinary time? Will I go back another way? Will I choose a path that is less judgmental and more loving, merciful, joyful, and forgiving? I sure hope so. And I also hope that as I put away my manger scene this year and take a moment to gaze upon the baby Jesus, that I'm reminded that there isn't any reason to feel sad that the Christmas season is over. Every day, I have the opportunity to encounter God in each person I meet, to offer them small gifts like kindness, a listening ear, simple understanding, or a hug. And my prayer is that each of these interactions with Emmanuel, God with us, will cause me to return home that day by another, better way.
Let's go into this week ready to recognize and experience the presence of God, and to help others do the same.